It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindelow. With me now in the studio is Sarah Johnson, who is market manager of the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
You have something actually that's happening here this weekend now. It's a bit of a change with the farmers market from where you just were. What's going on?
We're actually transitioning to an in-person physical farmers market. So same time, same place, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Marquette Commons. You can show up in person. No need to pre-order. We're going to have vendors there. Make sure you wear your face mask. We have a couple of other guidelines that we'll ask customers to follow as well.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about some of the things that will be there that will be a little bit different for folks.
Sure. So the farmers market, we're only going to have about a little over 30 vendors. Usually we have about 70, so it's going to look a little different.
Yeah, but 30 is a good number.
30 is a great number. Yes. And that, of course, allows us to socially distance our vendors accordingly. So we're following some social distancing guidelines there. Because farmers markets are classified as an essential food retailer, we're not going to have any non-essential events. So that's music, right, children's activities, all of that. So it's still, unfortunately, one of those, come get your food, get in, get out, go home and enjoy it.
But this has been part of the overall process of kind of adapting to these changing guidelines. And you were able to do this because of the changes in the state, correct?
Correct. So because the social distancing guidelines for people has changed, we no longer need to limit the amount of people that are coming into the market. Mm-hmm. So we're able to utilize the space down at the Commons in a much more efficient way. And just to make sure that we're still spacing ourselves a little bit, we do have to space our vendors accordingly.
And how have the vendors been with this process? As you've been, I know you've been kind of transitioning here in this last week from what was the virtual online version to now this. How have they been with all of this?
It's been a wild ride. some folks actually prefer the online market. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of vendors, for example, who sell meat that are selling cuts of meat that they've never sold at the market. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because customers were able with the online market to see everything laid out nicely in a way that you're not at the regular market. But definitely a lot of folks are happy to be able to get back in front of people. I think what makes selling at the farmers market really special and unique is that personal one-on-one connection. There is some apprehension just around COVID-19, sure, and we got to make sure that we're keeping ourselves safe as well as the public. So we just are asking that everybody is being nice and respectful in that sense.
We're talking with Sarah Johnson, who is market manager of the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. These changes are now going into effect this weekend on Saturday, correct?
Correct.
What are the hours again that it's happening?
9 to 1 p.m. at the Marquette Commons. And we also ask that folks stock up on cash before they come on down. Hmm. The market is no longer accepting credit cards. We're discontinuing what people may have known as market money.
Sure.
So not all vendors are able to accept credit cards. So make sure you stock up on cash. Bring your face mask as well, and make sure you're only choosing 1 to 2 healthy people per household to come down to the market and shop.
Yeah, these, you know, this is an evolving thing. I mean, we've talked with a lot of different businesses and a lot of different groups that are adapting to it as best as we all can. And I know you're doing that with the farmers market, but you'll have all of this, I'm sure, quite well up there and signaged and everything as well, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually headed to pick up some signage right after this to put it out there. We're doing lots of posts on social media as well, and you can always check out our website, mqtfarmersmarket.com. And it has a whole list of safe shopper guidelines, what you can expect, as well as what we as a market and what our vendors are doing as well.
And this will evolve, I'm sure, as it, you know, as people will respond to it and more things change. So it's a work in progress, but I'm sure you guys are pretty excited to be getting back to being physically happening.
Yeah, we're very, very excited. It will be nice to get back out there and engage and interact with the community again.
Again, the website for folks to check out is what?
mqtfarmersmarket.com.
And Sarah Johnson in the studio with us today, market manager with the Downtown Marquette Farmers Market. If you missed any of our interview with Sarah, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up all the information there for you as well. Sarah, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's all about keeping you connected to the community here on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.